Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Way back in 2012, our next guest's Minority Business Accelerator program was born from the Greenville Chamber's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Initiative in an effort to advance economic inclusion. But then a few years ago, a generous grant from Bank of America expanded that program to now cover the entire state with the help of the Charleston and Columbia Chambers. Natasha Pitts is Vice President of Diversity and Economic Inclusion at the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, and we have her on the phone. Natasha, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
So tell us a little bit more about how all of this got started and what has happened over the years.
When we think of our Minority Business Accelerator, or we call MBA, it's the executive education that you get for your small business. It is a cohort-based program. It is 12 months, so we kick off in January, we end in December, where you get 6 months of classroom training and 6 months of implementation. So we spend 6 months building your 3-year strategic growth action plan. After we've built that plan and you present it in front of, you know, colleagues, community leaders, we start on the implementation.
So is this program that you've been running for so long, is it the exact same program that is happening at the other chambers?
It is the exact same program. We were thankful to Bank of America about 3 years ago. They gave us $1 million grant to get started the Columbia and the Charleston markets. We all use the same facilitator, which is U.S. Representative Wendell Jones. Columbia and the Upstate meets on Mondays, and then the following week, Charleston meets. We meet monthly just to kind of make sure we're all on the same page and we all are abreast of what's going on in our markets, but for the most part, they run their programs.
And so about how many businesses enroll in this each year?
So the past couple of years, we've been seeing anywhere from 9 to 12. Columbia is great with their 8, so they want to keep their 8 participants every year. That's manageable for them. Charleston, on the other hand, Charleston gets about 20 individuals a year.
All right, now give us some real-world examples of how this program has operated and been put into place.
Just some data points. What we have noticed is 86% of our businesses have reported that after the program that their revenue has increased. I got a call from one of my participants in the 2022 cohort about a couple of weeks ago, and she finally landed a contract with a corporation that she's been trying to get in for the past 2 years. Being a part of the chamber or the program being offered through the chamber, it gives them not only that education, it gives them that social capital that they need to go into some of these corporations and businesses and introduce their product and be able to become vendors and clients for them that maybe they would have never had the opportunity. We've seen food trucks go into actual brick and mortars. We've seen therapists get more contracts with school systems. We've seen construction companies be able to compete and bid on bigger projects. The Chamber just had their 135th annual meeting, and our Small Business of the Year was Cassie Electric went through our MBA program prior to me coming to the Chamber. So we do see businesses that are continuing to work their SGAP, changing their SGAP, which is a Strategic Growth Action Plan, and continue to grow their business.
What have been the challenges, because there has been some pushback involving diversity and inclusion efforts?
Yes, I'm thankful to work for an organization in a community that I have not received that type of pushback. My struggle for the Greenville Chamber has just been awareness. When the program started 12 years ago, everybody wanted to be a part of. And this particular year, we're having to go back and look at our marketing, because we're not getting the applicants that we know we should be getting. We know there's several minority-owned businesses that are in the Upstate, because we're not just a Greenville program. We are an Upstate program that could utilize and benefit and become more successful than they are by going through the MBA program. But what we're realizing is either we find out about them after the cohort has started, or they don't know anything about the MBA program. So my biggest struggle is getting the word out there to our minority-owned business owners in the Upstate and letting them know there is an opportunity for you to grow your business and you're willing to become part of this cohort that actually becomes family.
Well, Natasha, thank you so much for sharing this information and for spending time with us today.
No problem. I appreciate it.
Natasha Pitts is Vice President of Diversity and Economic Inclusion at the Greenville Chamber of Commerce, which started the South Carolina Minority Business Accelerator program that is now statewide. We will have a link to the program posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.